I'm joined on the phone this afternoon by Ron Prestige from Prestige Farms, doing business in Iowa as Prestige Foods. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. I understand you're about to catch a plane.
I'm about to catch a flight to Germany, the UK, and the Netherlands to look at pork plant equipment.
Let's talk about a pork plant, one that had been approved by the Mason City Council twice and then got turned down earlier this week. Tell me a little bit about how you felt about that.
Well, they didn't really turn the plant down. They turned down the local incentive package that was offered. And that was disappointing because it costs so much money to build one of these plants and then have the burden of the startup cost that goes along with it. As you can imagine, it takes an awful lot of money to hire and train employees and go through that long construction process long before you ever sell the first pound of pork. And if you don't qualify for the local incentives economically on tax abatement, then you don't qualify for the state incentives. So it was a huge disappointment. Hindsight's always 20/20. Maybe we were lulled asleep a little by believing that this was pretty much a done deal after the first and second meetings, and certainly got a big stunning surprise when they voted 3-3, which is a loss because it wasn't approved. And this has not dissuaded us one bit from going forward with building a plant, preferably in Iowa. We've been contacted since the vote by a number of communities that have asked us to consider them. And that's what we intend to do, including, ironically, all four of the counties adjacent to Cerro Gordo County.
Now, anybody who is listening here can understand that you've got a southern accent there. It's North Carolina. What makes Iowa right for your company and for plants like the one that had been proposed?
Just to set the record straight, I'm even south of North Carolina. I'm the only son that lives in South Carolina. But the reason that northern central Iowa is our preferred location for a plant is that we have 700,000 finishing spaces in Iowa, and that's where the greatest concentration of them are. If you were going to try to pick the spot that would be right in the center, it'd probably be somewhere in the area between Webster City and Fort Dodge. And those we've had those farms in operation since 2004. So we're not new to Iowa. We've been doing business in Iowa for the last 12 years. But the transportation cost of getting those animals to the plant is a factor on the logical, smart place to put it. But it's very complex decision on where the ideal place is to put a plant as far as availability of labor and obviously, very importantly, the support of the community in which you locate.
And as I mentioned, you are getting ready to board a plane, so I'm going to leave you with this, a chance to tell us where lessons learned here, what kinds of lessons were learned by Prestige Farms, do you think?
Number one, don't take anything for granted. Number two, when a bunch of kooks come out and start telling absolute lies and intentionally generate misinformation as a scare tactic against very good people, we need to politely and professionally, but we do need to point it out. A lot of the accusations and the misinformation generated by ICCI was actually so ludicrous that I didn't even think it was worthy of commenting on. But looking back on it, that was probably a mistake. But in the future, I will professionally and respectfully point out the misinformation that they generated in this round. And the next time, I think that sanity will prevail.
Mr. Prestige, thank you for taking time to speak with me this afternoon.
You're very welcome.